Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
All right, a little bit earlier we spoke about the story in the United Kingdom where a law firm is now allowing potential candidates as well as employees to bring a dog to work. I know my son who lives in Tel Aviv is allowed to bring his dog to work, and he does that on a fairly regular basis. Are there benefits to doing so? Tertia Bateman is the manager at Happy Pack Dog School. We've spoken with her before. Tertia, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. And yourself? How are you?
Very, very good. Thank you. So are there benefits in bringing your dog into the workplace?
I think there are many benefits. You know, they decrease our stress levels. And I think if you are having a tough day at work, or you had a bit of an argument with a colleague, or, you know, you have the excuse of having to take your dog out, and you can just take your dog for a walk. And, you know, just spending some time outside in the sun will also just help you to breathe, basically, and just work through that tough day. And of course, dogs, they just alleviate stress. I mean, it's been scientifically proven that if we interact with our dogs, all those happy chemicals are released in our brains. So definitely it would be great.
What does it require in terms of the workspace? Because if people have to now are now going to say, well, hold on, that's a great idea, is there anything that they would have to do? What would be the reasonable thing to do within a workspace?
Absolutely. I mean, there would have to be management protocols for the animals. You would have to make sure that your animals have been vaccinated and that they are not ill. And of course, you know, we think it's great to take our dogs to work, but would it be great for them?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
So we would have to make sure they have some form of enrichment while they are there, especially if you're looking at taking young dogs. And of course, you would have to take social dogs, dogs who are not uncomfortable with unfamiliar people and other dogs. Because you can, you know, manage it as well as you want to. There will be a couple of moments where a dog might get out of his pen, whatever you've created for your dog to contain them. They will get out at some point. And if they meet another dog, you want to make sure that there will not be altercations.
Well, it is imperfect, you know, and that's what the employer and employees will have to accept, that you're not bringing a non-living thing into an environment. So it will be imperfect. The dog might bark. The dog might be restless. Somebody might not be happy to have a dog around. But obviously, the idea here is that the benefits outweigh the positives outweigh the negatives. So I think that would have to be well accepted. And I guess what you're saying is right, is that each company would have to have rules that this is how you can bring your dog to work, but these are the rules around it.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, the dogs have to go outside, which is nice because, you know, so many.
Well, it forces people to go out. Exactly.
Yes, exactly. People who usually have their lunch at their desks would now have to take their dog outside to just have a break or to go to the toilet or whatever reason.
Right.
If the dog gets restless, he might want to go outside. So, yeah, people would have to go out into the sun and just take a break from the screen or from the paperwork or from all the conference calls that they have to go through.
So it is that I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 0618951019. Would you be willing and interested in taking your dog to work? And do you think that it would help your work day? Carol Z says, take Sheriff, my dog, to work. I'm even prepared to come out of retirement for that. Absolutely. What would be interesting is people who don't like dogs or people who might be fearful of dogs, it might take them a long time to adjust to having pets, to having other people's pets around.
Yes, absolutely. We would have to be very mindful of those people. because we can't force them to just have to deal with it. You know, we want to alleviate everyone's stress.
Correct. Not just not cause some people's stress. Absolutely. So do you think that this is going to become a trend here in South Africa as well?
I don't think so.
Oh, you don't think so? Interesting.
No, I don't think so. I mean, there are people, there are small businesses, and they bring their own dogs, you know, the owners of the dogs bring their dogs to their shops, but these dogs are used to it.
Yes, yes, I've noticed that.
Unfortunately, in South Africa, we are not as, you know, we are a bit behind when it comes to dog training, when it comes to how to, you know, have our dogs outside on leash with other dogs, other people. We really need to learn a bit more about how to manage our dogs and how to help our dogs be social. So maybe in a bit more time, but I think there's still a lot of learning that needs to happen before we can get to a point where we can take our dogs to work.
Absolutely right. That was Tertia Bateman, manager at Happy Pack Dog School, talking to us about the benefits and realities of bringing a dog into the workplace.